Did you pass the test? Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Unleash Your Christ Confidence. I'm your host, Elizabeth Dyer. Recently, I've been reading the book of Job. And my, oh my, what a test Job underwent. In fact, I'll just be honest with you and say Job was one of my least favorite books of the Bible. I mean, to read about this man who didn't just call himself righteous, but God called him righteous and even challenged Satan to test him. And Job went through what I would consider a horrific experience, losing all of his children. He had a big family, 10 children, all of them killed. And he didn't just lose that, he lost all of his wealth. He had been the wealthiest man in the region, and all of his cattle and everything he owned was just destroyed in a single day. And not only did he lose his family, not only did he lose his wealth and all of his possessions, he was also losing his health. He was having sores come out all over him, and he's just laying in ashes. And then his friends, they're not much comfort to him. It's like, what did you do wrong? You must have done something wrong for God to have brought this upon you. And Job's challenging them. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm righteous. In cursing the actual day that he was born and saying we have to accept, and shouldn't we always accept, the bad from God as well as the good? You see, I just couldn't imagine a good God putting Job through all of this. It just seemed just so hard for me to comprehend. Why would God do this to Job? Why bring that? But I was listening to a sermon on a completely different subject, but one of the things the preacher said really stuck with me is that the Bible doesn't just tell you what happened then. It tells you what will always happen. And the fact is, Job being tested isn't something new. When we read the Bible, we actually learn Adam and Eve were tested, and they failed that test. They ate the fruit. And then they started passing the blame to the serpent, and Adam passing it to Eve. Oh my, we just want to pass the blame and not take the responsibility for our own actions. That's a human condition. We just don't want to do that. It's hard. It's hard when we mess up to go and say, I messed up. I failed this test. I did something God would not be happy with. Yet Job was doing things God was happy with, and he still underwent all this painful experience. And I don't know how long this lasted. The Bible doesn't tell us an exact amount of time. But no doubt for Job, it felt like an eternity. So what did I learn? God's always testing us. And it's through these tests that we become stronger. In fact, when I look back on my own life, I can say that it's a lot of the bad things I went through that made me a better person. From losing family members and learning to have to accept death and realizing how short life was, to coping with illness or birthing children and going through an emotional thing with other people. All these hardships and all these hard times, they haven't lasted. But they've made me grow as a person. In fact, I don't see a lot of growth sometimes when things are good. Not that I'm wishing for bad things, but I now can look back and say there was a purpose to that pain. And it helped me to be a better person because I'm choosing to let it make me be a better person. So what about you? Is the pain you went through, is it left you feeling like Job in a heap of ashes wanting to curse the day you were born? Or are you saying, okay, Lord, what are you going to do? How can you transform me? What do you want me to learn from this experience? Because every negative experience can teach us something. It can teach us how to grow in some way closer to God, whether we realize just how little we actually can control, or whether we are just learning how short life is and that we need to be sharing the gospel before someone else perishes and doesn't know Jesus. So have you passed the test? I can say without a doubt there's some of the tests God brought me through that I absolutely failed. And some I made A plus on. And so I'm praying for you today that every test you are undertaking, that God is letting you go through, that God is transforming you with, that you come out the other side with an A plus. A plus means you've learned something and you've grew closer to Him because of it. That can be our true desire every day, to grow closer to God, regardless of what's happening in life, regardless of our circumstances. Just like Paul said, he would count it all for joy, even being imprisoned for his faith, like it was a wonderful thing. And he spread the gospel even while he was behind bars and in prison, wrongfully imprisoned. Nobody would look at that and say, wow, I wish that would happen to me. No, nobody says that. Yet, what comes out of it sometimes is amazing. Jesus himself was even tested 40 days in the desert and Satan trying to test him, and he passed that test. The crucifixion was a test for Jesus, and he passed that test. And because he chose that, and he chose to go through it, we now have eternal life through him. That granted us our right to salvation. When we accept Jesus as our Savior and ask the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and lead, guide, and direct us. So my friends, study hard for those tests. Pass them with flying colors. And understand, it's not just what happened, it's what will always happen. There will always be tests to pass. So here's for you, making an A+. Let us close in prayer. Thank you, Father God, that you grow us and strengthen us through everything we go through, Lord. We praise you for the bad things as well as the good, because the bad things teach us just how much we rely on you. Thank you, Father, for the sunshine and the rain. Thank you for the clear days and the cloudy skies. Lord, may you guide, direct, and protect us through every test that we encounter, Lord. May we be able to tell the servant, no, we don't want that apple. May we be able to tell our friends that it's okay when we don't feel good, when we have lost things, when loved ones have left us, or when loved ones have passed on. May we be able to still give you the glory in all those circumstances. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. All right, friends, until next week, I pray that you pass every test. And if you want to join us in our next Christ Confidence Conference, we will be in Italy in September 2024. So mark your calendar, save your money, and sign up to come with us on this amazing trip where we walk through some of the streets and try to see what Paul saw, as we also enjoy the current culture and experience that is Italy. Until then, be blessed and unleash your Christ confidence. The world needs you.